I can see clearly now, the haze is gone. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, man.
2020, no new haze.
Hey, you know what? I lived
is that a
good,
pun?
There's no new haze at
I
this
I lived
juncture.
A good hazy life. I took it all in. Man. That's all right. Sorry, if it's over, then it's over. Yeah. I did, you know, I enjoyed it. That was good.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's show about things that are fun and interesting. Beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay. Woo. Full bup. We're here. We're ready. Lou's here. He's ready for crackers.
Oh yeah!
And we're ready for some good beer. We're gonna have some fun. Next couple hours, we're gonna listen to you. All the listeners call us. We're gonna listen to your podcast. We're gonna check dates. We're gonna look out for some beers releases. We're gonna talk about some culture.
Oh yeah!
And talk about some beers we've been drinking. All that's gonna happen. And before the show, we had a couple of beers we like to call tailgating beers. We just threw a couple scrappers in there.
Yeah.
The Rare Barrel.
Rare Barrel.
The Raw Barrel out of the Bay Areas.
Mm-hmm. Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Apropos of nothing. It's been sitting in there a little while. I want to say... Oof. It might be Tony Bags, or it might even be Mike Sardina might even have
Ooh.
Donated this. That's how long it's been in there.
Wow.
Nice, easy sour, I guess.
Yeah,
I'd describe it as
5.6.
Yeah.
Had a hints of oak.
Hints of oak.
Edelberries and lavender.
Edelberries and lavender.
Oh. That's why it has lavender.
Oh.
Lavender.
Lavender. And also from Topa Topa Brewing Company.
Topa Topa.
Topa Topa.
What'd you call me?
It's very popular in the Tiki Tiki room. Topa Topa. Level Line Pale hey, Ale.
Can you sing solo?
Solo.
Solo. We can't hear you.
Oh. Oh.
Knee slapper.
Classic
jokes.
So there you go. We're all caught up. We're ready to get deep into the show and start some real drinking. Huh?
Were we faux drinking before?
Yeah, we're fake drinking.
Damn it.
And shut up and open another beer.
Oh, wow.
I love
just like this brewery resisted putting beer in cans, that can resisted opening. Oh, what is that?
Can somebody get
that
me
sound,
a...
That sound, sound like a virgin can.
Somebody sweet, get me a all micrometer. Right. I need to measure that lid. I think it's a little thicker than the rest of them.
Who's got a micrometer on them? I left mine at home getting it worked on.
And calibrated?
Oh, my.
My. From San Diego's Society Brewing Company, a 12-ounce can for the first time in history.
I don't know if it's
the
just...
The Pupil IPA.
I don't know if they've just tweaked the recipe. We just haven't had it in so many years, or it's just the fact of we're having it in town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's an amazing beer.
Wow. I am now remembering my first growler of Roustabout.
I am getting that. I am getting some society feels back.
There's some lemon in there.
Limon.
A little bit of pine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that dry bready flavor?
I'm getting some onion.
That's dry bread.
Mm.
Like sour cream and an onion.
Croutons.
Okay.
Ranch. Cool Ranch croutons.
I'll give you that.
Mix this with some sour cream and mm-hmm. dip my chips in it.
Dip your crackers in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ice cold.
Yeah, it is a little.
And I don't know if I want it to be ice cold. I think this is okay.
You're probably getting more of the stuff this way.
So it's opened up?
It's opened pre-opened. Up.
It's been pre-tempered.
The tannins are really getting in there, getting to me right now.
Previously, on the last episode of
The Perfect Bar.
Mikey breaks a glass. Matt loses his pants.
I did previously, I don't know what happened with the Stitcher, but for some reason it didn't post forever. The episode, last week's episode. And then I contacted our hosting company and they're like, everything's cool, bro.
Yeah, cool.
Nothing's wrong here.
It's good.
They're like, call Stitcher. I'm like, oh God. Like, now I gotta call Stitcher. And then the next day it was up there all of a sudden. I think our hosters had to do something. And then they said, like, nah, everything's cool.
click, click, click. Switch.
So just apologize to those that listened to us on Stitcher. It was late, but it did end up getting posted up there.
Wow.
Programming note. All right, Matt, outside of society in a can, what kind of culture do you have this week?
A lot of this week is just reflecting on my San Diego trip.
As we look
I can't wait for your Bangkok drinkings.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
It's going to be chock full.
Yeah. No, it was...
You went to the San Diego's.
Yeah. Opportunity came up at work that we were invited to Carnival Caffeination. Modern Times has done that for a few years now.
Their coffee beer festival?
Yes. Coffee infused. And boy, did everybody bring coffee in something.
I bet that place smelled amazing.
There was coffee vendors. There were coffee beers. There were, that was about it. Coffee or coffee beer.
Yeah.
Caffeine and beer.
Except for one can of
Email. In the email I read through the lines and it said, for your first beer choice, we ask that it's something coffee related. For your second beer choice, you're free to bring something that's not coffee related. But you can also bring more coffee. So we brought four beers. Whoa. Three of them were coffee infused. We had a Religious Rush, which was chili pepper, coffee, and chocolate. Salted Caramel Mocha, which is coffee, caramel, and chocolate again. Both barrel aged. Then Rush Hour, our standard coffee stout. And then those were the three. And I was like, well, they did say we could bring something not beer. And I was like, not a lot of people are going to have a fresh-ass double IPA, hazy double IPA. Oh. It was Tecumseh.
Jeez. The haze is gone, sir.
I should have brought one of those cans. No, wait, we drank it last week.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't bring double dry hop. That's fresh.
Yeah, that's what you should have brought, dude.
Dude.
Tagaskoya, DDH.
Oh, man. I know what I'm doing Friday.
And I already tipped off Chew. Today. A couple of cases are making it down to Craft Beer Kings, which is
closer
to him. It's not the bottle shop, but it's closer to him.
El Monte.
Yep. But so it, and there were many people during this festival that thanked me for bringing IPA.
Like, thank God, dude.
It was a good IPA. It was a.
Did you bring this?
It was a. It was our version of a Witcher America. Label. Which a lot of people like too. Fresno
makes beer,
and we got a lot of compliments. Woo! A lot of people that knew our beer happened to be travelers. They usually ended up somewhere in a woodsy area, and they went to the local store and they said it was like Michelob Ultra or General Sherman. And so, they just—that's
not a lot of middle ground. Those two. Yeah. Wow. Do you want to get ripped or ultra ripped, bro?
Ultra or ripped.
So they just said that they would, buy Sherman's by the case and just go to town.
That's what you do when you buy a case of Sherman.
Yeah. Yep.
you go to town.
No, you leave town.
A couple people specifically thanked me for it.
Are you going? Nowhere.
Simply thanked me for it being in cans, too. They're all, that was the worst thing is that they'd go with a bottle. Backpack full of bottles. Not only that, but they just said, like, say you fell down a small ledge. Yeah. You break.
And die.
Yeah. Sploosh. Break bottles in the backside of you. It's not good. But yeah, now in cans, now everywhere. But it was kind of cool. The first hour of the event was pretty scary just because nobody came to our booth because it was the VIP. But we talked with the festival host, and he was just like, well, you have to remember that a lot of the VIPs were funneled through our VIP program.
Why do you got to remind us?
So they always knew. So those people already knew what breweries are going to be there, what beers are going to be there. So they already created their map of what to get. But yeah, as soon as the general public was let in at 12 o'clock, that's when we really got hit up and a lot of people tried us
out. The real people came in.
Yeah.
And we had a solid group of about 20, 25 people that kept coming back. And they're just like, so far, this is the best thing we've
had. Hooked.
They're like, I found the one. Him. So we kept hooking those people up. And we were pouring next to the brewery, which was fantastic. They obviously do way more events than us, and the two guys running that were fantastic.
Oh, shit. They had it down,
like,
huh?
Yeah.
Did
they have a burrito station?
No.
Oh.
Boo.
But they had
caffeine burritos?
They had a speaker. They had an awesome display. And
so they got you guys some attention. You got the...
they had an awesome speaker, and then... So I was like, here's a can of a piece of cake, you know, in case you guys like stouts, you can take it home. Cause they were a little wary about us drinking behind the booth. And so one of the guys just picks up a can, cracks it open, slams it down. He's like, here's a Helles. And we're like, Matt Vaught and myself, we were like drinking a Helles here at this festival.
Matt's manning the booth.
Yeah.
Oh man.
The drinking a Helles
Matt down.
Is
Matt
the perfect down. Festival beer. Yeah. It was crisp. It was clean. There was didn't taste like farts, you know, nothing like that.
No fart beers.
And so we just kind of sipped on that, you know, when we weren't walking around.
At the booth the whole time.
Yep.
1,000%.
We were doing everything properly.
Yep.
Two mats don't make it right.
Up and then up.
Yeah. Just for comedic value, I was the one that would pour a beer, then walk around to the front of the table and then drink it and be like, look, guys, I'm following the rules.
I'm following the rules.
I'm a rule follower.
Okay. We want to get invited back.
That's the equivalent of, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
So they had, I mean, it's a California thing, so. But at Long Beach, they had like volunteers like vigilantly watching. They'll be like, you'll be kicked out if we see a drink behind your booth.
As they're sipping up pills.
Yeah. You get kicked out. Whoop. Watch it.
Yeah. So, but San Diego was a little lax, but it was cool. It was at Liberty Station, which is near the Stone. And it was real easy to get in and out of, really lax, really chill.
The Stone.
About 1,000 people.
Wow.
That participated in going to it, and probably good, you know, 40, 50 breweries. But it was fun. I hadn't been to San Diego in a long time, so it was cool to, even though it was a 6-hour drive down there because of traffic.
Wah, wah.
5 hours on the way back, so that was nice.
Oh, that's a quick. That was quick.
Yeah, it was like 5.
You don't 12. Get better than 5 hours.
Nope.
And,
San Diego Fresno.
Yeah. We finished breakfast, and I was like, well, I'm like, we could try and wait for something to open. I was like, let's just check traffic, and it's all 5 hours and 12 minutes to Fresno. And I was like, go, we're leaving.
Burn rubber.
Go now.
Yeah, we had to take the 101 to
the 101 north.
We did have to take the 101 just to avoid traffic, I think.
To the 5 north. To the grapevine.
Something, I don't know. And it was cool because I got to see the Capitol.
Santa Ana.
Because nothing's cooler in the Capitol Records building.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But.
You just took the 205, sounds like.
If Mike knows his fives.
Yeah. The same.
Yeah.
But
you know, your interchanges,
and so did some exploring because they the first day they were like, okay, come to Coin Op. They had a bowl of quarters, they had food, snacks. They were buying the first couple beers, and I think Matt Vaught and myself were the only ones that were actually drinking beer.
What a bunch of pansies!
All the other brewery guys, they either had it was like a 40-ounce Miller High Life,
or
they had an 8-ounce. High Lifes, and everybody either had one or the other. One or the other. They were just all drinking High Lifes. I was like,
drinking High Lifes is what we do because we're brewers.
I was like, I'll I'll get the IPA, thanks.
Wow.
I'll have the beer that has flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like flavor. We're brewers.
We're brewers.
But
we're tired of flavor. We're tired of it.
CoinOp is a super cool place if you've never been. There's in Sacramento. There's in San Diego. But it's retro arcade games and a bar. So they have 18 handles of draft.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
And obviously craft beer.
All been right. there.
And, you know, everything. Ski ball, pinball.
Okay.
Four-person Pac-Man, yeah. Simpsons, whatever.
Four-person Pac-Man.
So what you're saying is Blackbeards need to put
I think
in
you're
a
at Dave & Buster's, dude. I don't think
No, this is a craft beer bar.
It's Dave & Buster's.
What? But, nope. No.
How's the hot wings?
Oh, damn, I am at Dave & Buster's.
But, yeah. So that was cool, coin up. But after that, they kicked you out. So we did some exploring.
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking industry.
They're all, go explore the town.
Let the people that actually give us money come in, please.
Got to hit up a Pier Project and Fall Brewing.
No more discounts.
Yeah, more damn discounts.
Got to hit up Pier Project and Fall Brewing that evening. And then on the Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Wait, talk about fall.
It, to me, reminded me the most
It sucked.
No, don't say that.
Don't ever go.
Sorry, who went to San Diego?
Oh, I thought we were talking about my trip to San Diego from 5 years ago. But okay. We can talk about yours right now.
It reminded me the most of Tioga, actually.
Oh.
Because it was an old shop.
Yeah.
They had the roll-up doors.
Nice, nice.
Mismatched ceiling.
Perfect.
All the brewing equipment everywhere.
I like it.
But it was a cool build out. It was nice. Okay. They
regular size Connect Four.
What's the Connect Four size, please?
Their beer glasses is something that we've always wanted to do, but they have the True Pour. So it's a 20-ounce glass, but it has a 16-ounce line and allows you to have an inch of head on top of the beer, which they call a True Pour. And
True Pour.
They were hussing bussing. So we just went in there for a couple quick beers and
nice.
Before we split off to somewhere else. But so that was all Friday. And then Saturday we had some little bit more time to explore because the event was over at 4. So we got to get some good pizza. And then we're able to hit Mike Hess, North Park, Belching Beaver.
Oh.
And
what's Mike Hess like? How's Mike Hess doing? He doing?
How's Mike doing? How's old Mike doing?
So the one in North Park, which might be their only location, but I forgot about this till we walked up to it. But the front half is brewery and the back half is tap room. But the tap room is street level and the brewery's in the basement. So when you're walking through the catwalk through the building, you're looking at the top of the tanks.
Did you take a little turn on the catwalk?
Catwalk. You have to walk through
The catwalk
to the building. And, but yeah, so, and I know the brother and myself walked to that place. It was closed when we were down there.
We're closed.
Blue can? Top shelf?
Go the
fridge.
Bottom shelf crowler or the one next to it?
Ooh. I think, that says West Coast. You guys don't want this West Coast garbage, right?
And
I only drink east of the Sierra's beer.
East of the Sierra Coast.
Something I definitely slept on was North Park Brewing. I never really had heard of them. But I noticed at the festival, they had one of the longest lines. There was another brewer I didn't get the name of.
Taking note. Did you pull out your field notes and said, note to self? No. Matt?
Nope.
North Park has but
Green Cheek and North Park had the two longest consistent Green lines. Cheek. Modern Times had a bunch of little lines because they had like 18 pop-ups side by side. So it was like each one had a line of 10 people deep.
What did I miss? Why is it Mikey?
I don't know why that's so funny. It just is Modern Times.
Oh. We'll do 18 different ones. What do you think of that? Well, we're going to be super cool and do 18
They were printing shirts and tote bags. About. Then they had their normal merch. They had merch.
This is the tote tent.
Then they had their coffee booth. Then they had three different beer booths. So it was quite a big spread. Quite a big spread.
Mm-hmm. Hot shots.
Hot shot.
Hot shots. I'd like to see Tioga someday do a big festival with invite with out of town breweries.
Yeah, because we don't do any big festivals.
Well, with no, you know, a festival like that, where you get a bunch of California brewers, like San Diego brewers, would come up and do it.
So when I was at the Pure Brewery,
the Pure,
I built a flight.
Pure.
I built a flight.
Pure. And,
the perfect Pure.
I was like, oh, you guys do a West Coast.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. And I was like, how's this
one? Dude, don't spoil it, man. It goes, I'm, and I don't have any aroma.
I got the aroma.
God dang it.
So I see this on the board.
Matt's powering through. God bless him.
He knows how to try to. So there was, saw the West Coast on the board, and I was like, well, what's this about? I was like, you guys don't often do West Coast. They're like, yeah, we're trying to expand our territory. And the bartender, she tried to, she's like, you should try this one instead of this one. She's like, it's a little bit more traditional West Coast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm down for more traditional. I try it. And I was like, well, that's, well, there's start of boil hops. And I was like, that to me is reminiscent of a green flash beer or a stone beer. It was real bitter up front. And I was like, this, and I ended up sampling this one right here, the Rocky Hill, is it called? Rocky Mountain High. And I was
Rocky
like,
Mountain High.
That's what I wanted. It's definitely more Colorado. On the dank side balanced IPA.
Yeah.
So I knew this one had to come back.
It's got it's the good. Bitterness too.
It's good.
It's bitter.
It's green. Yeah. I think it's green. Green.
It's not green.
I don't know.
You can go start your own podcast.
Oh, green.
If you don't appreciate
green beers.
If you don't
every beer I drink, I think it's a little green. I think it's a little green.
Green Bakers.
If you don't like this beer, go start your own haze cast.
Wow. Haze cast.
Sir Haze
a lot. I don't think anyone has that yet.
Haze cast.
I'm then like thinking like, when's somebody gonna do haze cast?
All hazies.
Now it's.
But it was a fun trip, and I definitely asked for recommendations. I didn't want to waste time going to somewhere that wasn't important. And it was kind of cool to pull up the map and see like, oh hey, this is next to, and my buddy Matt Vaught's really good about helping me jump from place to place because normally myself, I find something I like, and it's like pure. I probably would have just.
I'll be here for 3 hours.
I probably would have just stayed at Pier and gone back all 3 days in a row, versus trying out any other brewery.
Yeah.
So
I'm back, guys. Hi. It's me.
I was happy to hit all the different places. 100 that I
something
did.
Other breweries, right?
Well, this one's good.
Oh, they still got beer here. This one.
You guys still got beer, right? Yep.
I checked it out. They still got beer. It's fine.
Hmm. This reminds me of a Silva.
Well, there you go. Matt did say Green Flash. So maybe
the other one.
Maybe you guys are on something.
The other one was Green Flash.
What was?
This is the more balanced.
Oh, damn it. You're ruining my theory. Theory busted. Blown. This myth has been busted.
Oh, so this is good beer. We're enjoying.
Very much.
That your culture, Matt? You have other culture things.
That's it.
That's it. More when he gets caught drinking. We're going to try to catch Matt drinking later on. Nick, do you have some culture?
Oh, man. Well, not to talk about Tioga more.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to talk about Tioga more. Because
we're not sponsored by Tioga.
Okay.
I know people think we are.
You want to talk about Merced then?
Where's Tioga more?
Tioga More.
Yeah, where's Tioga More located?
It's out in Lemoore.
Lemoore. Tioga Lemoore.
Tioga Lemoore.
No. What's going on? Merced.
Merced! What's happening?
D-Town Merced, remote.
Ooh, location. Tioga Sequoia is opening up a tap room in Merced. It's about an hour north of us here, those that don't know the valley.
Yeah.
The first...
gateway to the Sonoras.
The first Fresno brewer to open up a remote tap room. Am I correct in that?
Nope.
I'm not correct in that.
Well, outside of Fresno.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, then yes.
Yay! Look at Tioga. Did you know this last week?
I've known about this specific location since August.
Thanks for not breaking the news on my show. So what's going on up there in Merced, Tioga? What you guys going to do?
Some
gentrify the place.
Oh, great. Now downtown Merced's all gentrified.
All gentrified.
No, come on.
No, you seem to know more about it than I do.
You need to say some words so then I can step over them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can't step over your stuff if you don't say anything.
Step on nothing.
Nope. Yeah.
Just go check out the Fresno Bee article. It has all the information. Wow.
FresnoBee.com. Look it up. Pay for it. Just pay it, okay?
Yeah? Oh, now you're in.
Oh, I pay it. Yeah, okay. I'm in. I got a digital subscription and a Sunday. I got a physical paper on Sunday.
Ouch. They had a whole year for $20 on Black Friday, and I bought it.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice. Deal. Deals and steals.
Deal me in.
So some cities make it very difficult to open a business.
Oh, my God.
And Merced is not one of those.
There you go.
They're like, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
We need business. So
we
yes,
need some
please.
Tax money here. Get in there.
Pretty much every single person in the mayor's office that helps new businesses opens has probably called us on like a weekly basis. Just like,
they're going to do this, right? Just
like, so how's it going?
It's like opposite.
How's your week?
In Fresno, been? You're just like, they're like, well, check back with us in a year. We'll get you going.
Have anything
Merced's
good
like, are you guys going to open up yet or not?
You guys have anything good for lunch this week? You know, just... How about this weather?
Wow, that friend that's on the hook, huh?
Yeah. And
kind of need you guys to make this happen.
And so it's just like everybody that has reached out to us, they're just, you know, they're just like, how can we help? How can we make the process better? And it's just been overwhelming. So we just, you know, even if, you know, it's still, we're pretty sure of the location we want, which is in the Tioga, but if for some reason that doesn't work out, we just know that with the support that we've had from the city, that just makes sense to go there. They're really pushing to bring in businesses.
I'm glad you guys did. Cause I work in Merced occasionally and I'm just like, God, this way too big of a area to not have a brewery.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, the Bitwise did their announcement. We were hoping to announce as soon as them or have them announce as late as us, but obviously two different announcements happened, but both are still good.
But Merced's getting Fresno fine.
That's worse.
But I've on my way back from seeing the Black Keys, I actually got to stop and check out the outside. They were, you know, just check the outside of the building, kind of the part of town it was in. Mm-hmm. It had really good vibes, so
yeah,
I'm excited.
They've got a cool little downtown there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've played the Partisan once.
Oh, the Partisan, man. Mm-hmm. Famous music club.
Yeah.
So sort of music club. And I was noticing that Atwater has a tap room now.
What?
Just the town just north of Merced, out there at the Air Force that Edwards or is it or the Air Force base there. That's another remote tap room from a brewery that's north of their Baker, like a Tracy Brewer, I think. Mm-hmm. Was there? I'll look it up.
Yeah,
but they had
Google's.
So
Atwater's got some.
Yeah, Atwater's got a tap room now, and now wow. Merced's going to have one by the end of the summer. You guys open? Not going.
That part I won't comment on. Like I said,
when we
talked about this in summertime, we were hoping to be open by winter, so that's not happening.
Well, go. You're already going through your 6 months added on, so yeah, maybe it'll happen.
From what I heard, I think in May they're going to start leasing the apartments above it. So
I've been in that building before it started getting renovated.
I think the goal basement. Is to start.
It's creepy.
You know, at least posting things or, blueprints of sorts by that time. No. So we'll see.
Nice. All right.
It should be an easy build out because with the whole building being rehabbed, it's literally just going to be a skeleton that we go in and do all the finish on.
So it'll be a nice, more additions to the 99 quarter of going around to tap rooms and stuff. You got the Dust Bowl and the.
Yeah.
And you'll soon have a Tiago.
99 Ale Trail.
Yeah. Why not? What else, Nick?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Have you bought any of those Play of the Younger bottles?
Where upwards
to up to $500 on the on the trader markets?
Then no,
Scotty.
That's a no.
They're going from like 500. I see it from 150 all the way up to 500. I don't know if that 500 actually happened or not. But
these are trading sites or eBay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traders. Those traders.
Mm.
Where you buy empty bottles.
Great Sam's.
Empty samples that have
fluid. Viscous.
Well, if we'll see one of those. But
$500?
I don't know if it's sold for that.
I don't know. No, but if that's what they're asking.
Right.
Wow.
I don't really have much because I see that we do have a lot of voicemail, so I don't want to take up any more time for that, for my stupid stuff. I already do enough ruining of everyone else's segment, so.
Oh, good. That's why we have it. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer?
Tell me your 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of podcasts, which include The Perfect Pour. You can call that, leave a 3-minute or under a voicemail. Tell us something you want us to talk about or some funny beer story you got. Or you can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can just give us a traditional email or record something and send that file to us there. These are the ways you get on the show. And somebody called the traditional voicemail line.
What?
And that somebody is this guy.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green.
What's up, what? Al?
I'm over here at Sailfish Brewery.
Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
In Fort Pierce.
Yeah.
That asbestos.
Oh.
Came from Fontana Gym.
Asbestos?
So I decided to send it back. Drink those beers fast. Gotta go fight.
All right. See ya.
Asbestos Gym.
Oh, yeah. We do have some beers that. Does he say that Fontana Gym sent him some and then he sent us those?
I think he was referring to the packing material.
Oh, the asbestos packing material. Yes. Oh, yes. Now I remember. Yeah, we've got a few that we might have to have at least one of those for the episode is over. Thanks.
Drink fresh.
Hi, guys. I'm drinking in the Northwest.
Done.
Just want to call in, let you know about our escapades this weekend, but I got to keep it tight because Mikey likes it tight.
Yep, I do.
So quickly. I grabbed my
just in reference to voicemails.
North to a small town called Bell. But it's a college town.
Bell?
They
what?
Got
Bellingham?
About 16, 17 breweries, a couple cideries.
Damn.
Actually, one of the local cider places is owned by, I believe it's the Primus lead singer.
Claypool?
So if you're a metalhead, you know, it's good stuff. Anyways, we started off in the Fairhaven District with Stone's Throw Brewing. Really cool little place. Tasting room's kind of small, but they've got 3 separate outside areas with seating and heaters and fire pits and all that crap and food trucks. It was really a neat place.
Look at all this crap!
Jaunted over to 122 West Brewing, and it's actually old Melvin Brewing. Melvin used to have a tap room there.
I remember.
And they're no longer there. So,
that's the one that got him in trouble, I think.
A restaurant. It was kind of an okay vibe. Beer was good, though.
This is okay. Your vibe is okay.
Walked to Menace Brewing. It's an old, like, auto body shop. And really cool.
What brewery isn't an old
body
shop?
Really good beer. And then I had an official get it.
Oh, what?
Chewy Beer said they had to call on the show to make it official. We went to Structured Brewing.
I met up with
the Bellingham Beer Beast, and that guy is a beast.
The Bellingham Beer Beast.
I got a ton of check-ins on Untapped. I've been following him for a long time. I finally got to meet him. And then we walked up to Aslan Depot, and Aslan actually has a tasting room and brewery around the corner, but it's always packed. And the Depot has their beer and has some other beers on. It was a really cool place also. It's fantastic. Anyways, that's the weekend.
Woo!
So,
get ready.
Keep up the good work, guys. Hi, Louie.
Bye. Oh, Louie, you just got a shout-out.
You got the shout-out. Louie. Cheers to Louie.
He's here trying to get some crackers off me, so he heard it.
Pay the piper.
Guys.
Bellingham drinking.
Bellingham.
See, I don't know if that dude listens to the Perfect Reports, and then I get it if that other person doesn't listen to the Perfect Report.
So both parties must listen and reference the show.
Yeah, then you're like, yeah, if you just go, hey.
Perfect Report.
Perfect Report. Oh, yeah, that's what, the one with the man baby. Yeah, that's it. And boom, you have a get it.
Boom, get it. Get it? Get it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Paul.
Oh, boy.
Calling you with the SF Beer Week update.
Woo!
Oh, right.
Because I am
knee deep in
Bay Area rep after all.
That's right.
And admittedly, as the Bay Area rep, I do a piss poor job of keeping you guys up to date on what's going on around here. Because there's a lot of beer stuff going on around here, and I'm not involved with very much of it at all. But yesterday afternoon, after work, I went down to Beercraft, which is the beer tap room that I work at occasionally. I just went down there to grab a burrito, or I got a burrito, and I was just going to eat the burrito there. And
I think he's just bragging now.
Have half a beer. And it started getting really busy, and I went to Alicia, who I work with, and I said, "What's going on?" She's like, "Oh, well, we're bringing in 2 kegs of Pliny the Younger in about 20 minutes."
Oh, stick around.
Said, oh, okay. Well, should I stick around and help you out? And anyway, the 2 kegs showed up. 2 six-fills, mind you. 2 small ones. They showed up. All of a sudden, there's like, I mean, this place is tiny. Capacity, I think, is 50 people, maximum capacity. So, it's wall to wall. Line out the door.
Nice.
And
line vest.
We wiped through those 2 kegs in less than an hour. Ooh. Amazing. Ooh. First time I've ever tried Younger.
Ah.
I'm not a big fan of lines. I'm not a big fan of waiting around. Not a big fan of triple IPAs for that matter. But I will say I sampled a little bit, and this is my impression. If somebody just gave it to me blind, I would have believed that it was like a 7% IPA, which is, and it was very tasty, but it could be very dangerous. Considering it's almost 11%.
That's
the haps around here. I don't know, there's lots of other places that are getting younger kegs, and they probably wipe out just as quick, and there's lots of bottles out there, and that's about it for me. I don't think I'm going to do anything else SS Beer Week related.
You did the best thing you could do.
Because it's all triple IPAs. Everybody comes out with a triple. Like every Bay Area brewer.
Yes.
Now, thanks to Pliny the Younger, that's what they do for SF Beer Week, is they make a triple IPA. Yes. So I guess if you're a big fan of getting completely shit-faced, then SS Beer Week is all for you. But for the rest of us who like to just taste beer and not get shit-faced,
that's boring.
It's not a great time.
Boring.
All right. That's been your SF Beer Week update. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. Boring. Thanks, Paul from Fairfax. Get that F. SF Beer Week update. And the Younger. You finally got some Younger.
SF up. F
there was
up Beer Week.
Rumors that there was going to be a couple Younger kegs at here in Fresno, but did that ever happen? I don't think it did.
It was super secret.
It might still happen.
Not yet.
Oh,
so we're going to get old Younger?
This is old. It's a week old.
So I just call it older now?
This is not green. It's
Pliny the Older.
Pliny the Older.
Cool. Oh, I'll happily drink it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks. Thanks for doing that.
I would drink green beers. This isn't
green beers.
Green and hazy.
Well, that's our traditional voicemails, and now it's time to move on to the mailed ones. And Huh. It's from a familiar voice.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green.
Oh, yeah. We heard you already, bro.
It's February. So, wanted to call in. And say hi.
Hi.
Happy February. Hope everybody's doing well.
Doing all right.
It's our second Friday. I'm glad you got my box of asbestos. Last message or that next message depends on how you play this. I was a little messed up.
What?
But I don't think it's asbestos, and I think Fontana Jim sent that to me. If it wasn't Fontana Jim, it was Janine when she sent me the winnings for the fantasy beer league. Which I won, by the way.
Whoa.
I didn't know if you heard that.
Confusion into the pot there.
I was so confused.
But listen, Flagship February. I hope you guys are drinking that beer from Civil Society because little did I know that's their... I knew it was their flagship beer, but I didn't realize it was Flagship February and I had sent that to you. Mm-hmm. So I hope you're enjoying that beer from them. Drink it fresh AF, ASAP. I wanted to grab a beer from my beer fridge. A couple times ago, I made a call from the beer fridge, and you guys, Mikey was like, "What's that sound?" And I had to reevaluate where I made my future calls from.
You should.
So now we're just going to do a real quick visit to the beer fridge. So
I want everyone to have a podcast studio before they call in.
All right.
There it is, the fridge
I'm
going to
grab a... Prairie Artisan Ales
Hazy
India Pale Ale.
Oklahoma beer?
All Y'all.
Okie beer by Todd Holson. Okie beer. All y'all need to shut
give
up.
This guy a little taste.
Drink it.
And then real quick, I wanted to talk about what Scotty B had mentioned about squeezing his sack. I thought that when you were doing... brewing, you didn't want to squeeze your sack. That's what all the instructions say from the last couple of batches that I brewed. Don't squeeze your sack.
My beer kit instructions.
So if that's just hearsay, let me know. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? I don't know. Other than that, keep up the good work, guys. Oh. And,
I'm sleeping.
You know,
Willards. Thanks, Al.
Willards.
Did that sound familiar?
Ah. Of course.
This is the beer that Al was talking about, donated to the show, called Game Time.
Wow.
From Civil Society.
Ooh. Hey, guys, we're flagshipping.
Uh-oh, we got a problem, Houston.
Oh, gosh.
It was in the back of the fridge where the cold air comes in.
Back to the front.
And it's partially frozen.
Oh, my.
This is going to be a...
That's it for a minute.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
And now we're spooging on the board.
The board.
Board spooge.
Board wet for the first time ever.
And the podcast is over.
Oh, well, now the board is finally christened.
There we go. How'd we make it this far?
I don't know. I think
we're we're gushing. The ice is melting quicker than the beer can contain.
All right. Well, sorry. So, yeah, we've got a
slushed.
We slushed it.
We slushed it.
Are you guys going to bring back slush beers this season, Matt?
I think there's one happening Friday.
Wow. It's already starting. Friday. Slush season starting, guys.
Slush it up.
We're in a fake spring right now.
So. Slush it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it goes again. Great. And wonderful.
Trying to pour a slush beer out of a can is isn't the easiest thing. No, it's still
a board underneath it.
Let's hope it's still good. I'm enjoying this. This is tension. Fun. Just getting a little ice in there. I'm having fun. Just check guys. Your dates. I don't know about you guys.
Be safe.
So continue on. Enjoy our slush. Oh, this one. Okay.
What's up, Perfect Pour? We are at my brother's old ass motherfucker 45 birthday.
Oh, dang.
You
want
to say something? Say hi.
It's old.
I would love to have a beer with you guys. I'm glad you got me on.
Thanks for coming on, man. Happy birthday.
Sitting here with the Voodoo Ranger Starship IPA. Gotta love it. No worries. Oh, it's awesome.
It's delicious. I'm going to have one of those. Maybe I might steal one from Chris.
And I have to say, we're here with my Finnish wife.
Yeah, so you're talking about Finnish beers earlier. Chris is Finnish, and she's also gorgeous.
Whoa, easy con.
Whoa.
A lot of good beers here. A lot of good beers. What's that?
How
do you say keep up? How do you say keep up the good work, guys?
Jatkakaa hyvää työtä.
Yeah, that's for you guys. So anyway, we're at a party. Awesome. It's my old ass motherfucking brother's birthday. He's also very gorgeous. I don't know if you guys know this about my brother. Gorgeous. But he's got some scales.
Scales.
He's a man. He is really a good liar.
he's with hot Finnish women.
He is the man. He's all right. Myth, the legend.
Carl.
Yep.
Anyway.
Hey.
Carl. We call you on Saturday. And today is Saturday. We're having a lot of fun.
Get out of the pool.
Have a good shout. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Cheers to Scotty B's. Cheers to you. Cheers to your beer. Cheers to Scotty 91.
Good time. We love you guys.
Yep. And cheers, everyone. Sorry if I missed anybody.
I know.
Keep us.
More beer is less beer.
That's right.
And so, keep us his cheers and finish.
Keep us his cheers and finish. Sweet. So,
good time.
Hope we make the show. We'll make the cut. You guys have fun.
Bye. Wow. Aww. Hanging out with hot Nordic women. Damn it. Sounds like a fun time. You guys are having fun.
They're having fun at the birthdays.
Where was Janine? That's what I want to know. What's going on? The flip is going on.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Hi, Scotty B.
I really am driving. Oh, again this time.
Yep, I can hear that engine. So,
I'm doing, all right.
Four cylinder.
Let me try to explain what's going on here. So, let's say you were putting together a pub crawl.
All right. I'm putting together a pub crawl.
Downtown LA and Harbor area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're coming from Fresno, hypothetically. Let's say hypothetically you're the president of a home brew club. Yeah. And you are tired of the yearly pub crawls always going to the same areas, Central and Northern California. Look, I know this is where I live now, but come on. Enough. It's not that much further to go to L.A. than it is to go to Berkeley. It's a little further, but it's not... It's not a ridiculously further amount, right?
True.
Well, anyway. So, a little dilemma. So, on this itinerary, there's going to be Monkish and Smog City. And it's going to be one stop, and you could walk to either one, right? But before that, that's going to be the furthest stop. Before that, there's going to be downtown L.A.
Ooh.
And I really like Mumford. I really do. I think that's the best brewery in downtown L.A.
And Sons?
Some might disagree. Some might say that the Modern Times Dank Dojo, Dojo of Dankness, or something like that. I haven't been there.
But it.
Might say that that's the best brewery in downtown L.A. And, you know, it's a matter of opinion, and I think they're pretty close in greatness. I do. So I don't think those are close enough for it to be one stop where people can walk to Mumford and walk to the Modern Times. There could be one stop where they walk to Mumford and they walk to Angel City. Those two are really close together. So, if you had to choose, life's on the line.
Easy, easy. Your life is on the line right now.
You're either going to Mumford or you're going to Modern Times in downtown LA. Which do you choose, folks? Gotta make a choice.
Can't do it.
So, let me know. Mumford, Modern Times, downtown LA. Thanks for your support. Keep up great work. I'm driving.
Yes, gotta be.
Yeah.
Mumford.
Mumford?
I'm choosing Mumford.
Wow. From what I've heard, I didn't know this when I was down there, but there's a Carl Strauss downtown LA too.
Okay.
So Carl Strauss and Modern Times would probably be my choice. Because I think they're next to each other. I will map it.
All right. I'm going to Mumford.
Yeah? But then you're stuck going to Angel City.
Sure, I'll just go have one at Angel City and then go back to Mumford.
Okay.
Matt, Mumford or Modern Times, LA?
I've been to that Modern Times. It's good. In LA, I've only been to Modern Times and Bottle Logic. That's it.
Bottle Logic. So Mumford then, because you haven't been to Mumford.
I don't know if I like much Mumford.
All right, well, just stay at the Modern Times.
Yep.
Have a good day.
I know.
Have
works.
A good day.
Have a good day, sir. Oh, Firestone Walker sends an email. Delete.
Get tickets to the festival that you won't get tickets to.
That you have exactly 30 seconds to
hey
get.
Guys, can you hear me? I'm driving!
Driving
again this time. So, I'm doing, alright, I need some, let me try to explain what's going on here.
Okay. So,
let's say you were putting together pub crawl.
It's the same damn thing.
Hmm.
How did that happen?
So, what about this pub crawl?
Because it's two different times. He's called, alright, well. I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo?
Hey, you got a trip Wazoo. Planned next week down to the Los Angeles area to see some buddies, and one of my buddies just sent a post he saw on some social media that is a brunch that involves Russian River Flight highlighted by Pliny the Younger.
Oh, shit.
So I'm looking forward to getting on some of that. So I'll let you know how it goes, and it will definitely end up in the old Untapped. Wanted to reach out to Scotty B and let him know about one of the ways that I deal with my sack when it's full of all that sweet wort, that good sugary stuff you don't want to leave behind too much in your sack. What I did is I bought a big old barbecue grill, just like the grill top, and put it over the top of my pot and then press down on it with the lid of my pot to kind of get all that sweet nectar out of the sack that you could. It seemed to work pretty well for me. Also, another strategy is turning up the heat towards the end, kind of doing a pseudo sparge, I guess, to get the heat, the water temperature up a little higher so you solubilize some more sugars. You don't want to leave it behind in that sack, and boy, that was great. You don't have to squeeze the sack too hard, but you will leave some lines in your sack. So, make sure you don't rupture your sack by pushing too hard as well, because then you'll end up with a mess.
Sack
and no one
top.
Wants to have tear in your sack. So, fellas, that was a great show. Great show last
squeeze
week. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it immensely. Nothing else to say. Looking forward to having some beers this weekend. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Wazoo.
Wazoo.
Wazoo. We got some more Wazoo beers in there.
Yeah.
Plenty of Wazoo beers. We got a sack from Wazoo, by the way. Wazoo left us a sack. Oh, another Paul. This one has an explanation in text form before it. One night I had a beer too many and I was watching a movie in bed. Can't even remember the movie and would have forgotten the evening completely had I not come across this recording on my phone. It's obvious why I recorded this line, as you'll soon discover. Maybe someone out there will recognize the line and the movie. For the life of me, though, I can't remember a thing.
Oh, shit.
So
too many triples.
There we go.
F, you call selling cars in Temecula a happy ending.
Temecula is not even motherfucking Fresno.
The Goods. That's from The Goods.
The Goods? What's that?
That's, has a, it's like the Will Ferrell gang when they were doing all those movies.
Okay.
And there's this car lot in Temecula that can't sell all the cars. They're considering going out of business. So they call in this group of people that come in and they do a flash sale over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's literally just watching on Netflix.
It's not even by the Fresno.
But yeah, that line's in there and it's, you know, it's a dig, but it's, yeah, The Goods. I'll tell you, you'll know all the actors.
You know this.
You know these guys.
So 2009, but Jeremy Piven.
Yes. No.
As Catherine Howell, Ed Helms.
Yeah.
Tony Hale, Ken Jeong.
Sure.
Rob Riggle.
Oh.
Has Alan Thicke.
Yo.
And Noreen DeWolf. And then it's Craig Robinson.
Are you recommending it?
Oh, it's a good movie.
All right.
Oh, it's a good movie. A
you found that where on Netflix?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's it was good when it came out, but yeah, I mean, if you've seen like Old School and
sure,
you know, all those kind of,
yeah,
those kinds of movies, it's kind of that same crew, that same film genre. Will Ferrell's the guy that he's actually dead in the movie, but he still has a role where he encourages one of the guys. Okay. It's kind of interesting. So right. It was cool how they brought him into it.
The Goods.
Yes.
The Goods.
So you're welcome, Paul.
Whoa. True, you're being here, guys. I apologize for that. I could have sworn it was my Santana disc in my Ramfla. Oh, see what happens when you let your hand drive like the ride.
You like the pop music, too.
This is Katy Perry, one of her favorite artists. My apologies, Holmes. True, you be here, man. Naked Mike, what's up? Don't judge me because of that. I let it play in the background. It's kind of pretty cool. Orale, so I've been on a rut, homie. Been a little bit depressed, a little sad. Gotcha. I've been mourning the death of Kobe Bryant. The family, the wife and I are huge Kobe Bryant fans, Laker fans, and his death hit us hard. Just getting over it, realizing he won't be around, but a legend. And no one has said anything, so I'll put it out there. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Hope Vanessa and the girls are doing well. What else, homie? I've been drinking a lot of budget beers, a lot of pizza port. Been enjoying some Kook, some Ponto, and what else? What can you say? 16 ounce cans for $15 is the only way to go, man. It's been hitting my wallet real hard drinking craft and indie, man. You go out there, you buy single cans. They want $5-6 for a can, and then you want a four pack, and now you're talking $25. Ooh. It's ridiculous, man. They gotta lower these prices. I understand they need to make money and pay their employees and shit, but fuck, man. What else? You guys asked about games, beer games, homie. I play. We play beer pong at the house. That's a very fun and enjoyable. Also, we play spoons. Every time someone loses, they have to down a beer. We also play Uno, and Uno with the reverse cards. Every time you drop something, the person that picks up or what have you has to drink their alcohol. I also have a roulette table, and you can buy those on Amazon. You spin that sucker, and it lands on a type of drink, and you got to down that. We also play a memory game. It's an old school game we play where Father May I, and somebody does something, you got to copy him, you mess up, you got to drink. We play quarters. Who doesn't play quarters, right? That's yeah, something you learn from quarters, like, 2 years old.
That was my number one what else? Drinking game.
DDH is in cans, homie. So I'm trying to solicitate somebody to hook me up and send me at least 2 4-packs. I'll pay for shipping and handling and for the alcohol.
DDH
and
I'll throw cans. In
some cash for yourself for your time. But I need to get it, homie. There's no way I can get it out here. And if I did, it'd probably be out by the time
my speaking
comes in. And I need some DDH. Pliny the Younger is in bottles. I'm trying to get a bottle of that too. So, fuck, man, it's ridiculous. My idea was to drive up to Fresno, but it's really a crazy idea to drive 6-7 hours for a couple cases of DDH. You know,
more like 3.5.
In my eyes, it's a dream come true, but in my wife's eyes, it's a fucking waste of time. I don't know what else to say. Chew your beer. Anybody out there, DDH, Marcos, everybody on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. Fucking Untap. If you can hook me up, please do so, homie. I'll figure a way to hook you up. I'll send you some Visa prepaid cards and we'll make this shit happen. I need DDH in my life. My birthday's coming up in March. March 5th. I'll be 44. So I want to celebrate the calendar with for DDH. Next year. So please hook me up. Other than that, it's chew your beer. Ya te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, chew. Yeah.
What?
Thanks, Chew. Thanks, Sav. Glad to have you back, Chew. And respect for Kobe. And somebody get that man some DDH.
DDH.
Cans. Beautiful, gorgeous 16-ounce cans. As we return to the voicemails. Still got a couple more. It's coming up.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this? Oh, Perfect Pour.
It's us.
Hey, thanks for calling me. It's Chef.
Hi, Chef.
Chicago Beer Rep.
How you doing?
Yeah, appreciate the call, you guys. I know you're busy, and well, it works out. I got a few things I gotta get off my beer chest.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad we called.
Yeah, one of them. First thing I gotta say is, hi.
Hi.
And the second thing I gotta say, guys, is I love Chicago. I live here in Chicago. I drink around here in Chicago, and
it's a great
that's
place.
Why I also breathe Chicago. Excuse me, but that's why. I'm talking to you today about St. Louis. Yeah. Well, I went on a bachelor party a few weeks ago, and I picked up some beers at this little brewery just outside St. Louis. But I think it was by far the best beer I had, even when I was in St. Louis. It's just outside. It's called Narrow Gauge Brewing, about 25 minutes outside of the city. So this is a Midwest Recco or a St. Louis Recco. But, oh my gosh, if you like hazies, you got to try it. I thought they were great, that the hazies were great. They had sours too, but the hazies were phenomenal. So I'd put them up with, some of the best hazies here in Chicago. But one of the funny things is this little brewery, they just kind of have a little storefront, but they're attached to a bar, a little Italian bar called Cocinos. So you might be looking at your phone and be like, Siri, why are you taking me to this bar? And she'll be like, because it's the same place, you idiot. So she might, I don't know if she'll say that, but so yeah, it's, don't worry, you're going to the same place. It's called Narrow Gauge. Yeah, great stuff. Other thing I got to say, you guys, is I've got this new segment. I'm calling it No Thanks. Yeah, this is my new segment.
No Thanks.
This
like
topic
it.
For this week is Goose Island Brewing.
No yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, so Goose is making this 98-calorie IPA. I'm sure you know about it. It's called Solo. Solo. Well, because of the type of beer it is, and mostly because it's Goose that's making it, I'm saying, for that beer, Goose Island, I'm saying, no thanks. Yeah, that's right. In fact, I know somebody who works at the grocery store around here. And this beer is all over the grocery stores. And I said, hey, I just want to make sure you're stocking that beer so low. So low, I can't see it. Anyway, folks, thanks for calling me again. I appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
Yeah, we called him.
Educational. Pregnant pause. Chicago.
Let's put a different spin on his own bit.
Trying to get
Chicago.
Back in the top of 2020.
He's starting to lay some groundwork.
Yeah.
Get that best voicemailer of 2020. And here's our last voicemail. And there's some stuff to read, but I am going to play.
Beer!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Sky 91.
I know this guy.
One of my favorite shows.
It right now. I've already cracked it open, unfortunately. 8th anniversary triple IPA by Relic Brewing called Ultraviolet Ray, 10% with Citra and Mosaic hops.
Ooh.
It's a souped up version of their Violet Ray double IPA. And it is so aromatic and super, super hoppy. definitely a super solid anniversary beer for them. Also wanted to say that I hit my 228th unique brewery. Connecticut's first BJ's brewery.
That's a lot of unique breweries.
It just opened up BJ's. A few months ago, I think. And the beer's okay for a chain restaurant. It's what I expected. The food was awesome. Had great burger there. They had a load of guest taps, a bunch of TVs with sports on. Watching some of the NASCAR
like a BJ's.
Exhibition race
yeah.
There. But yeah, so it's what I expected from a chain brew pub. Definitely somewhere I'd go back to. And as for unique beers, we hit up a bunch of breweries this weekend. We hit Illicit Brewing in Manchester also and had some good beers there. I had a Pompeii by Toppling Goliath, which is really good, and a Haze Cadet by McKellar in San Diego. Which brought me up to 185 uniques for the year on my quest for 1,500. Try and crank that back up this weekend.
And keep myself on pace there.
It's hard work, but somebody's got to do it to try all these beers across the world. And
it's only right to try them all.
I'll take that bullet for everybody. I'll take that bullet.
What a guy.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
But, a couple other quick highlights from the week. Also, I had a Sierra Nevada 40th Hoppy Anniversary Ale, which was pretty good, along with a KBS and a Big Bad Baptist from Epic Brewing in Utah, Colorado.
Colorado.
Colin Janine will know more about that brewery.
I think it's so late.
Had a Rock, Paper, Scissors triple IPA by Kinsman, which is really good. And my final beer to highlight for the week was Santa's Road Soda by Lasting Brass, a 8% milk stout, which was really cool. And just love the name. But wrap things up, guys. So until next week, guys, as always, keep up the good work. And that's the bomb of the keg, because the Sky 91 drank it.
Hey, you broke something.
Wrestling with Bear podcast. Yeah, we took a little break there to listen to a podcast within this podcast. Sorry, guys.
No, you're not.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Do-do-do.
Do.
Oh, great. This is where we're at, huh? Snooze Fest.
Frampton comes alive.
More like Frampton's.
Sometimes you don't even know how you got that record, but it's in your collection. I didn't buy this.
Wait, when did I buy this?
All right, who did this, guys? It's this isn't funny. It's funny.
This is not cool. Hello.
If you bought a house built before 1982, it comes with...
Son of a bitch.
What's this in the cabinet?
There's one in every room, honey.
It's not flushing. What?
Frampton's blocking the flapper.
Do you feel?
Pig's not. No.
What's that burning smell? Oh, there's a Frampton in the oven.
Do you feel? Do you feel? I'm having problems hanging up to this thing.
This pure project is amazing.
Looking out for beers.
It's the bottom of the crowler.
That's the bottom of the crowler. Because Nick drank it. Yay.
I got it as far as I could, Mikey. It's up to you now. Make the connection.
Matt gave it up. This is a... We don't
I just topped mine off.
Oh, we don't often finish crawlers, but we're almost going to finish off this pure.
This might make it.
He's good. He's a good beer.
I don't want Mikey to get drunk in his closet tonight.
No. Yeah, what the hell?
talk me into it.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it. Honey, I got to do it. Matt said.
Yeah, it's happening.
Well, what are you looking out for, Matt?
I'm just looking out for more pure.
More pure.
Out of the barrel.
If you've got $27, you can go get a 4-packet out of the barrel.
Ooh.
Out of the barrel's been pretty consistent with their soft and hard kombucha and
soft and hard.
And then having at least one can, at least having one can in stock for purchase. So
soft and hard. The story of Mikey.
That's it. I mean, I'd like to get North Park up here too, but I have cans of North Park. I might bring one next week.
If we're really good.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that. I will look out for that North Park can next week. I'm already looking forward to next week. Get this show over with and get the next week. We start next week's show.
Ooh, the crackers are warm. Right
now. Oh, warm crackers.
Toasted.
Toasted. Nick, toasty, who are you looking out for?
There's a variant happening.
Oh, variant alert.
Variant alert. So Alesmith is re-releasing Sublime's Mexican Lager. The
50 ounces of freedom?
Yeah. Something? So 40-ounce bottles 40 again. This time with a picture of Lou Dog on the cover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woo.
I must have for my collection.
I must have a collection label by.
Label by, please.
How much you want?
February 21st is the release date on this lager. It's a Mexican lager.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine, but it's the label I'm really after.
40 ounces.
It smells like Lou Dog inside the van.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Louie. Louie. He's the new Lou Dog.
What else looking out for?
That's my looking out.
Okay. Speaking of collabs, Topa Topa. We had earlier.
Really?
During the tailgate and Beachwood.
Wow.
Topa Topa and Beachwood are collabing with a beer called Clouds of Thunder.
Wait, is that redundant?
Clouds of Thunder.
Aren't clouds thunder?
It's a HIPAA. Easy IPA.
Great.
It's got Sabro. And Lotus hops.
Did you not hear that hazies are over?
Nope. Still, they're back. We just brought them back. Earlier in the show, they were over.
Yeah.
Later now, brought them back.
Okay.
Another collab, Humble C and Mumford.
Wow. Huh? Oh, interesting.
Skimboard styling.
Did you guys plan this?
I don't know.
Mumford C?
Mumford C. Skimboard styly. I like skimboards. Yeah. I like to skimboard my pool.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pretty good time.
Yeah.
It's a dipper. It's a foggy. I like because I like Humble C because they call their hazies foggy.
Oh, yeah.
Foggy double IPA 8.5 with El Dorado, Mosaic, and Nelson. You can't go wrong with that. Those two brewers with the El Dorado, Mosaic, and Nelson IPA. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It's got to be good. And Big Sky Brewing Company up there in the Montanas. Moose Jewel, the brown ale is now in cans. They got them in cans.
What?
12-ounce cans.
You have my interest.
Yeah. You can get and the old Elite Liquor there in Herndon and Marks.
Yeah.
They still carry they're not the craft beer place they once were.
Right.
As several places aren't. But they still have the Moose Jewel, and you can get it 6-pack of Moose Jewel for like 10. I think it comes out to $10 and like 12 cents, something like wow. that. So getting a 6-pack of beer out of a convenience store for 10 bucks, pretty impressive. So be looking out for cans of Moose Drool. And that Toga DDH in the cans, I'm looking out for that. But that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never buy another bomber again.
What?
Well, you can't.
Well, guess what? You can't. You guys won't have the bombers at all now?
At least not right now. I think they might do another run, but just because it has some placements. But right now, it's only cans.
Oh, dang. Nice.
Oh,
man. I heard the Joaquin Marietta might go to cans as well. There's a rumor on Instagram. You don't want to comment on that? Joaquin Marietta going to cans?
It might eventually. It's right now. It's our last standing bomber.
Marietta.
Ooh. It's the last one.
Man, the times.
I mean, I could search Dropbox if there's a can label, and I'd just know right then. But I'm not gonna do it.
All right.
I'm just gonna leave it a mystery.
Mystery. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd and Instagram and Twitter. What were you? Oh, man. Here we go. San Diego.
Yeah.
What? Where? You drinking? Been caught. Good. Yeah. So we're only 342 shows in, man. So kind of get my feet wet, figuring it out.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Well, at Pier Project, they had a beer called Rain. There was a Diamond Dust, Chocosaurus Rex, and a Rocky Mountain.
Is that the cereal they used to make that beer?
No, it was a chocolate stout.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, you can just look those up on Untappd for more detailed information about what they were.
Get your own damn app.
Built a flight. It was really good. We had pretty good customer service going in there. They were super nice people. Unfortunately, the side that we were sitting on, it was like they had taps on both sides of the cooler, and the side we were sitting on, they shut it down. So we were hoping to interact with the bartenders more.
Bunch of Fresnans over there, shut that side down.
We were hoping to interact with the bartenders more, but once they closed down that sidebar, nobody was stationed, and so it was a little few and far between. But it was still good overall. Went to Modern Times, and
which one?
The Flavor Dome.
The Flavor Dome.
That's the one with the floppy disk Yoda.
Oh.
And the underneath the bar, it's VHS tapes. So that's how that one's known. The other one is books, I believe. And then they have a post-it note urinal. But I walked up to the bar and I was ordering a double dry hop Oneida because why not?
Yeah.
And the guy looks at my shirt and he's all, Tioga, you work there, right? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like,
industry, bro.
Do you know a Stuart Sloan? I was like, yeah, of course I do. And he's like, I'm good friends with his dad. He used to come in here all the time.
Whoa!
Big dog! XL reference. XL Perro.
And I was like, I know that guy too.
You're all, are we having to get it right now?
So I ordered that double dry hop and I go sit down and I immediately start texting him. And I was like, hey, it's like, I didn't catch the guy's name, but you know, he picked you out of the crowd and picked me out of the crowd and told me, and he's like, Jim. Told him he was supposed to. His
name's Jim.
I told him, man, if he had the Saturday off, he should have gone to the festival and hit you guys up. And I was like, oh, well, shit. So when I told him, I was like, hey, you know, he just said that you tried to talk in the festival. I was like, here's a couple beers. I had at that time, when I was at Pier, I wasn't smart enough to bring beer with me. I only had stickers and stuff like that. But all the other breweries we visited, I had my backpack with me just in case I took beer back. But I made sure to share the wealth to be like, hey, guys, you know, here's a couple after shift beers or whatever. So it was kind of cool for that. And then they had Cosmo Rail, which was an English style porter. And that was a fantastic beer. Didn't expect them to have it. And
that's an interesting style to be on.
And then we walked into Hess and they treated us like industry, which is awesome. And they had Despacito and it was like a black IPA. It was enjoyable. From Fall Brewing, I had Cosmo Rail, which was a pale ale from them. That was fantastic. North Park, same thing. You can look it up. But they had a Burlingame, Fandom. There was a Mocha. So it was like a chocolate stout. And there was a couple others they had us try, which I don't remember off the top of the head because they weren't written down. But I look up at the menu, and that was the best service that we had was at North Park. The bartender and she was one of the assistant manager there. She was super like spunky, outgoing, awesome, treated us super well. So we were happy to be there. But I look at her and I look at the board and I'm like, for some reason, I'm gravitating towards this IPA. And its art is hard. And I was like, well, why is that sticking out to me? And she's like, oh, well, the owner of the brewery is a huge Cursive fan. They just played here a couple of weeks ago. And so when they're brewing a beer, they had to cheer, you know, they had to, you know, incorporate their favorite band somehow. And so I was like, well, obviously I need that beer.
I like them too.
I need that. Yeah. I was like, I just saw them not even a week ago. So
saw them.
And then when we were looking to settle up and take off, I was like, oh, what beer do you guys have in package to go? And she's like, oh, we have 4 packs of Art is Hard. I was like,
boom.
And I was like, how much are they? She's like, oh, they're 15 plus tax. And I was like, come on, $15 four pack. And I was like, hell yeah. I was like, $20 is the average price for a four pack these days.
You need to start charging money.
It was reasonable. And every beer I had on draft from them was clean. There were no duds or off flavors or, you know, like, oh, they, you know, they really forced this one. It was all solid.
You forced it.
And then, so we were purposely going towards North Park. And then I realized Belching Beaver and Hess were all in the same area. So we did happen to make it into Belching Beaver. I was just like, well, they have good representation in town. You know, Jacob sells them and, you know, they have to have something other than peanut butter on draft, which they did.
Which they didn't. They had all variants, peanut butter variants. Yeah.
So they had about 20 different beers on draft, and same thing, super cool bartender. He was actually moonlighting as a bartender there, but he was helping, but he had a day job at a different brewery. I think he said Carlsbad or somewhere up north, northern of San Diego's. Mm-hmm. And, but
Encinitas.
But they had,
you're saying things.
Yep.
They had Activated Liquid, which is a cool beer. You can check that one out. Then they had Galaxy Beach, which was a Galaxy IPA.
Oddly enough, no Galaxy hops.
Yep. And then they had a Mosaic Double. So it was like
just
banger after banger after banger. So I was super happy to
straight fire.
Yeah. So that was all the different breweries I got to check out. There was, obviously, when we got meals and stuff, there was some beers in there. At the festival itself, I drank mostly coffee just because I had to represent Tioga. I had to drive the company vehicle and all that stuff. So I didn't get too crazy. I was like, and the same thing. I didn't want to get like day drunk and then just be like crashed down the hotel.
5 o'clock. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. Sleep till 5 and wake up at midnight and everything's closed. So I didn't get, I was trying to network more than anything at the festival.
Nice. Talking all about and the purple.
That's the
right?
bottom of the keg.
And that's the bottom of my glass.
Wow.
Nick.
Man. You know, it's regular week for me.
Just regular week, dude.
You didn't go to a bunch of San Diego places?
Yeah, I did not. I did not. I just went to Eureka Burger and had some Blind Pig on draft. Thank you. Thank you. I know. It's amazing. Mm. I know. Crazy. Wild times. And then next door to Eureka is a wine bar that now has beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a Morgan Territory Hoptomic Double IPA.
Ooh. Yes.
Mikey's giving the signal. The kick is good.
So this beer was donated to from a coworker of mine. Ricky is his name. He recently went up to the Younger over the weekend. I don't think he was able to bring home many bottles or not enough to share, but he did bring me.
He's like, oh, yeah, I could. They wouldn't let me have them.
There's 12. Yeah, there's 12 right behind you.
But he did bring me this beer.
Me.
I've had this beer via Growler.
Ah, okay.
And it's really good, but it's a Russian River beer in a can. Wow. I didn't know. Because we knew they did one. But this is a different one.
But this is a different one in a can.
Arguably.
I'm shocked.
A better beer than.
Whoa! Well, let's open it up and see.
Mike is salivating.
Stop looking at it.
We'll just save it for next week.
No!
So he wanted me to point out.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. All right. I have access to the fridge all week. If you want to drink it, you better open it up now, bro.
Here's a new game. Guess the canned on date.
Oh, okay. He was just there this week.
This week?
It's within the past 2 weeks.
Okay. I'm going to go February.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to say the 6th.
Okay. 6th?
February 6th.
Closest to the actual answer without going over?
131.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Winner is Mikey, canned on 2/7.
Oh.
He didn't even sniff it or anything.
No, I just knew, you know.
He looked earlier.
I've been looking all night.
I better check this date.
This looks good.
Since you're the winner, you get the last pour. Cool.
I love
gold. Damn it.
I won't steal your
aroma. Much for my branding.
I'm going to hand it around the board.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Another Russian River beer in a can.
We've learned our lesson.
But yeah, I vividly remember
row 2, hill 56.
I believe it was story of Aaron. Simcoe. I believe it was Aaron, but this was like early on in the Pendragon days. But I remember being in the tap room. There's the little corner right by the front door. You can fit a couple seats. We were sitting there, and I believe Renee was there. Aaron was there. Sean might have been there too. We were sitting and somebody reaches in the cold box and they pull out a Russian River growler and they're like, oh, have you ever heard of this beer? And I was like, well, I've heard of Russian River. And they're like, well, this beer is fantastic. And it was row 2, hill 56. Huh. So
and they're still making it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's very floral.
Yes. It is very
little, very almost plant. Peach ring. Very floral.
Very plant. Green leaf.
Yeah. What segment are we on?
Big Hot. What did I do? Did I drink beer? I think I drank beer. Yeah, pretty sure I did. Beer. You would hope so. So we enjoy this.
What else would you have done with your week if you didn't drink beer?
Nothing. There's nothing else. We did have, what was it? Oh, Oscars. Oscar. I like to watch the Oscars.
Mm.
Had a drink during the Oscars. Now I did that. Let's see what I have during the Oscars. Oh, I had the Topo Topo we had earlier. Gummy worms from New Glory. Had that at the Save Mart here. It was only a couple weeks old. And I was like, oh, okay. I need a pail. And that's been working out pretty well for me this week. And the market has Bike Dog.
Yeah.
We're talking about this Russian River in a can. I was able to buy Bike Dog in a can in Fresno.
That's mm-hmm. a Delta
something
Pacific
we've been
deal,
wanting
right?
forever. Yeah. Yep. Haze Riot.
I think they're doing a tap takeover on Friday with Bike Dog.
Mm. Oh, where at? You know?
Is the Goldsteins.
Oh, the Golds. There's the lookout for that event.
But if you're not. If you're some sad sap or you can talk your wife into it, go down to Goldstein's.
I've been still confined that murky poetry from the Carl Strauss and Pure.
Yep, Friday project. At 5 p.m. Bike Dog Brewing release party.
Wham.
Oh, sorry, Spokeasy, not Goldstein's.
Oh, Spokeasy.
Yeah, Spokeasy.
I went and picked up Amina's pizza and then, you know.
Was it heart-shaped?
As no, not yet.
Was it in a heart-shaped box?
Wow.
I found a reference. Had a quick little session of trying beers because it got the self-pour system.
Yeah.
So I could sneak in trying beers and it doesn't look like I'm out drinking at all because it's so quick. I'm just like, guys, go ahead and pick up pizzas. I don't know what
That's
the big deal.
That's fine.
Juicy, the Heretic Brewing, Juicier Than Thou.
Oh, wow.
All Haze or Lancelot from House Been Dragon. And a Creamzilla from Full Circle Brewing.
Wait, so how many ounces did you pour to consider these?
They're about, you know, probably a third of the glass.
Okay, all right. That's good, man.
At least.
I like it.
Yeah, enough to be legit.
Yeah,
pour.
That's good. That's festival regulations.
Right. Also had another Bike Dog, the Mosaic Pale Ale.
Ooh.
And at Yard House, I had a Lancelot IPA, which I think is pretty old. I was like, either they gave me the wrong beer or their Lancelot is old. Couldn't tell which it was. And that was all I was caught drinking. Mikey Topmore on Untapped or Dorktown. The Nick 80.
What?
And Bearded Brewer 87. Couldn't be our friends. And if you're not sure, I'll just bring this. I like to bring it up once in a while. That I have a group that I follow.
Oh yes.
Within Untappd, that's all Perfect Pour listeners. Wow. And if you think maybe you're not in that group, tag me on Untappd somehow, and I'll see if you're in the group. Make sure you're in there. And that's all the been kind of drinking as we have this. Did you have this yet, Nick? The
yes,
Row 2?
It is this glass here.
Okay. Hello. Cheers, Matt. Do you have some cheers?
Yeah, cheers out to my buddy Matt Vaught of Fortiter Brewing.
Fortiter Brewing.
He was kind enough to join me for the weekend celebration of going down to San Diego. Unfortunately, we were not able to get any other Tioga employees down there with us. And it would have been rather miserable had I gone alone. As far as pouring and hanging out and stuff like that. So I was able to drive up to his house and be like, get in, loser.
Get in, loser.
We're going to San Diego. So Hey, dumbass, get in the car. And, yeah, the 6 hours down, the two nights, 3 days, and all the way back. So we had much, much coffee, much, much cold brew coffee, much beer.
Lots of liquids.
And some very cool food places. So.
Food.
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 Food places. That's a cheers.
Yeah.
Nick.
Cheers to on Untapped. We got Don Adams.
Yeah.
And always
it's a drinking.
Checking. Drinking in the Northwest. Yes, yes. And also cheers to the Scotty 91. We will get you in the forum. We now have the correct information.
Oh, ooh. Oh, we had a problem
we
there.
We had a little, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So, yeah, not to worry, my friend. Ooh. You will be in the forum soon. This is a Patreon bumper.
Oh. Is this a preview of Patreon?
You know.
Golden forum. Gods.
Only for Patreons.
Golden Gods.
The and those who are still on Facebook.
Yeah. Patreon.com/perfectpour. Or look at the show notes. There's a link to our Patreon page. If you'd like to be one of those cool people, the Golden Gods, help the show out. That's all.
Oh, speaking of beer, I just saw an Instagram notification. They're going to start shipping beer within California. So dang. I just signed up for notifications about that.
Ooh. They ship, right. Or they're going to distribute.
They will ship core beers, not necessarily specialties.
Shipper cores
within Flagship. California.
Flagship February.
Flagship February. Wow. We appear, just so you know, we have an address you can ship to. You can find there in the show notes.
Yes,
Pierre. If you would like us to talk about your beer more on the show.
Go ahead and find that.
Find that and ship it. Just surprise us.
I just shipped my
like
beer.
Like a single speed did. Just like they just surprised us and said, let's just send them beer. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
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 Also, cheers to Jimmy Ortiz. And to Frez Brew, our newest little craft brew beer bar in Tower District, they got a new beer fridge.
Ooh, nice.
With cans and stuff.
Cans.
Got to put, so
that graphic on the side is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a Fresno Bee inspired Frez Brew graphic.
The beer.
And also cheers to Tioga Sequoia for getting a Rising Star Award from the Fresno Chamber of Commerce.
Whoa.
That look at you guys.
Was a fantastic lunch today.
Oh.
So we get there, and the president, he got to sit on stage because he was the one receiving the award, but we were just the minions at the table. But they had what they called coffee, what they called tea and water at the table. Cool. Good bread. So they served us up a salad, and then they had, I got the meat plate, and it was...
meat plate.
It was beef kebab, carrots glazed in maple. Yeah, could have been honey, but I understand maple, the fake maple is cheaper.
Okay.
And they had mashed potatoes, so it was a fantastic lunch.
You got a kebab, huh?
It was a kebab plate.
You got the kebab.
Maple is cheaper.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey,
it's me talking.
I'm trying to secretly take an Instagram story.
Hey, guys, I'm drinking Russian River cans. He's gonna take down that whole shelf of Pliny's and just put up that one Russian River can.
One can.
Lonely
can.
Yeah, screw these Pliny bottles.
It's over.
They got cans now.
That's right.
Bottles are stupid.
I bet if you took those to recycle, they'd be like, do you know how old these bottles are? You're supposed to recycle fresh, bro.
The dates are on these, sir. Don't you know that?
You're supposed to recycle
my
fresh.
My kid wasn't even born when these were made. Wow. Cheers to everybody that shares the show, talks about the show on their own social media. We really appreciate that. You're the only reason we can keep going and get any new. The only way we can get new listeners is for you to talk about it, really. The only real way. I mean, not that many people see us on social media that don't already know us and are like, oh, listen to them. We just need your help. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. It's the only way we're going to dominate the world is if you help us. PerfectPourPod.com and PerfectPourPod on all the social medias.
Oh, yeah.
That's the go. Thanks.
That's the thing.
Thanks, everyone, for helping the show out and calling in and everything.
Engineering.
Being cool. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's a pun.
Dad
come on.
Humors. And have a great week.
It's a punsy scheme.
Be safe. And check your dates.
That was actually an answer to a trivia question last night.
Wow.